Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Two pros and a cup of Joe. Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up on a Football Friday, we're going to look back on Thursday Night Football. It is not a pretty sight for the Patriots. Now you got Mac Jones visibly frustrated, but the Buffalo Bills continue to impress. Three straight road games, in essence, with the one that was moved because of the snow. How does Buffalo look in comparison to the Kansas City Chiefs? We'll get into all that for you here. We're also going to take a closer look ahead to some key matchups in the NFL this weekend. It's conference championship weekend in college football, and it's the usual shenanigans on a Football Friday. It's two pros and a cup of Joe right here next, Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. Kick some ass, man. Two pros and a cup of Joe. Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app.
Whose ass are you kicking?
I don't know. Whoever I want. Whoever I want.
You just hear rock music. You want to kick someone's ass.
That's how we do it, man. Clanging and banging. Throwing the iron around. You can hang out with us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Friday morning. We appreciate you doing so, and we will take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So, I don't know if you guys were aware of this, but it's a Football Friday. It's a damn football.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Friday night. It's a football Friday. Come on. Yeah.
Steel tap.
Football Friday. Doing good. They can't play. They can't play. They can't play. Yeah.
It's a Football Friday here.
Not for New England.
Fox Sports Radio. Yeah, it is a football field tap Friday here on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That was Berto's call. That was Berto's idea. I can't take credit for that.
No.
But we are excited here because we do have at first an AFC East matchup to sort of recap. And I don't know, look pretty simple to me. Buffalo's a lot better.
Field tap Friday. What a jerk.
It's Berto. Listen, Buffalo's just better than New England, and it just looked like Buffalo sort of just coasted away. Probably could have won by a lot more than they did last night, but nonetheless, the Bills get their first divisional win of the season, and in essence, basically a third straight road win because of the relocation of the Browns game to Detroit, having to play on Thanksgiving, but three straight weeks. The Bills get a W and seem to be starting to trend in the right direction coming off those struggles in the middle of the year.
I think it was nice to see a running game. Like, that was the thing that stood out to me was, you know, you got James Cook involved, Devin Singletary got involved. Like, you didn't have to have Josh Allen, even though he made some incredible plays. The touchdown pass to Gabe Davis on the sideline, I mean, there's just not many guys who are doing that. But they got more of a rushing attack going without Josh Allen having to lead the way. And that, to me, is like a step in the right direction. They stopped New England's running game so much so, at least to a degree, that Mac Jones is frustrated, like visibly frustrated. Like, that was one of those, I don't want to say outbursts, but when it gets caught on camera like that, you're going to be talking to your head coach. You're going to be talking to your offensive coordinator either after the game or today. You know, when you go in for meetings, you're going to be having that one-on-one sit down and let's have our come to Jesus moment. Cause that's what the season is, I think, for the Patriots. You're a 500 football team, and I don't know that they have truly any postseason aspirations. This roster, this team doesn't look good enough within the AFC East.
What does Bill Belichick do? You know, that's the biggest question I came away with watching that game is, what does he do? You know, I was thinking of B.B. King. The thrill is gone because it's gone. The thrill is gone. And, you know, watching the game, it definitely looks as though Buffalo found a different stride last evening. They played well. They got Diggs involved early, which that's what they needed to do. They're going to need to make sure that they have Diggs involved. But, you know, as they continue to get healthier moving forward, I don't know. I'll say this. I don't know how much I can take away from them beating New England. And that is more so because of, I don't know how New England looked. I just thought they looked so unimpressive that I don't know. I didn't know. It's a good quality win for the divisional purposes of getting their first one. But I just don't know if they broke their kind of playing, their streak of playing the way that they played the last 2 weeks in this game, if that makes any sense. Like, I don't know if New England is good enough for me to say, okay, Buffalo has definitively established that they're going to play this way. But they did overcome all the odds to play the way that they did play last night. So it was a good win.
I mean, they are, no doubt about it, one of the top teams in the AFC. But I think they, all of a sudden, you look at them and go, There's a chance that they could sneak up and grab home field advantage. Now, obviously, they play in a tough division, but right now they're in the front of the division. They're a half game behind Kansas City. Kansas City's got a big matchup with Cincinnati this weekend, and then we saw what happened when those two teams met up earlier this year. Let me ask you guys this. Who do you think needs home field advantage more, Buffalo or Kansas City?
Buffalo.
I would say Buffalo, too. Like, I feel like if they could get home field advantage and have that first round bye, that would mean a lot more to them than it would be for Kansas City. Because we've seen Kansas City, you know, go on these deep runs and play in conference championship games. If the Bills could get a legitimate home game that, you know, the weather forecasters don't shut down and make a move, against
Kansas
City.
Let me ask you guys this. When you watch, because this kind of goes, I guess, to the point I was kind of making earlier, is when you saw the way Buffalo played last night, did you say that's a team that can beat, that'll beat Kansas City? Did they play at a level where he's like, yeah, they could beat Kansas City?
They beat him earlier this year, and they beat him in Kansas City. And last year when they lost in the playoffs, it's not as if the home field played that big of an issue. In fact, it they came right roaring back. So I would actually argue, I don't know, maybe Kansas City, it matters to more. Just because, I mean, look, we've seen 3 weeks in a row now the Buffalo Bills rip off wins. We've seen them go into Kansas City and win. Like, I don't know that they have to be at home in order to beat the Chiefs. We've already seen them do it before. I think
they were playing better football earlier in the year, though. I think basing it off of the two games prior, it just seemed like they weren't playing the same type of football. Maybe it was because of the injuries, you know, that they were dealing with. Maybe it was because they were on the road. I don't know. But this wasn't the same team that started off red hot during the beginning of the year. So I kind of took the critical look of, and that's why I thought to myself, like, can they beat Kansas City? Like, did they look like a team last night that's going in the direction? Because Kansas City wasn't playing as well early on as they are right now. They're playing much better than they were playing earlier on in the season right now. So I think they're two different teams that are going, that would see each other if they play today.
It does feel, though, like they kind of each team went through their little bit of a like a down spell or a pit, if you will, and then we're back to where we started. They're the two best teams in the AFC. Like that,
the two best teams.
Like.
That's fair.
The two best teams in the NFL.
Agreed.
Like, I'll go as far as saying that. I guess I look at Kansas City different. I don't really feel like they had a lull. They've lost two games, you know, all year. One was to the Bills at home. So I look at both and I just kind of say, you're going to have those matchups. You're going to have those ebbs and flows in the season based on how it goes. I don't know that I feel like it's paramount that Buffalo plays at home in order to win. I think it's an advantage, but like they've proven they can beat Kansas City in their house. I think it might be more important for Kansas City. I don't feel as confident for Kansas City. I mean, like they lost to the Colts this year on the road. The Colts, who were awful. Like that, and that was early in the season, too, when the Colts looked awful. That wasn't like Jeff Saturday coming in and bringing a little extra juice and helping them out to get an extra win.
And calling them out for the Frank Reich era like that. How could you?
Yeah.
So disrespectful. Now, you did mention the New England side of things and Mac Jones looking visibly frustrated last night and them really not being able to get anything. I mean, look, it did sort of look like a Belichick-type game because you had a defensive back playing receiver and you know, right. Catching a touchdown. Yeah. So there was that. I mean, that had a little Belichick to it.
Was Belichick or Patricia doing that, right? Like, yeah. You had to take a defensive player and put him on offense and say, yeah, see, we could do it this way.
Just, you know, they're flexing their muscles a little bit. But Mac Jones afterwards was asked about that outburst. He was visibly frustrated, saying, run game is crap. We need to throw the effing ball. And so, of course, he was talking about it afterwards. As you mentioned, Brady, and something tells me that they didn't wait till today to have that discussion with him. They sort of had, knocked that out right after the game. And here was Mac Jones.
What I said was about throwing it deeper in the short game. You know, I got to execute that part better, but it's the short game that we kept going to, which was working. But I felt like we needed chunk plays, and, you know, I shouted that out to kind of get everyone going. And that's emotional. That's football. I'm passionate about this game. I didn't do this right. Call me out for it. Tell me that I'm wrong. And if you're a good leader, you can accept that. You can look at the other guy and say the same thing to him that he says to you. So the best players in the world at any sport, they have that accountability with their teammates. And obviously the coaches are a big part of it, but it really starts with the players. And clearly I haven't done a good enough job.
All right, so who got to him, Belichick or Patricia? Which one got to him first?
That's a tough call. It's probably Patricia at some point said something because he could see the frustration. Like he's hearing that firsthand. But I feel for Mac Jones because he knows that. I mean, you've heard a lot of this talk early in the year. They're rooting for Bailey Zappi over him, like that was going to be the savior. He's in a position where he's like having to fill in for, quite honestly, the biggest shoes that have ever been worn in replacing Tom Brady in New England, and that's a tough spot to be in. And he's doing it, by the way, on a team that probably is the least talented in that division. And they're doing it with an offensive coordinator who's never called plays before. He's a former DC, former head coach. Like, it's a tough spot to be in when you're talking about his career is in their hands. And he's been sacked so far, just to put into comparison to last year. He was only sacked 28 times all last year, all 17 games. He's already been sacked 24 times this year. You've played in 8 games. You're a little more halfway through the season. So, you know, take that into account. The protection hasn't been as good. The run game hasn't been as consistent. They are a little more talented at wide receiver than they were a year ago. But this has been a difficult uphill battle offensively for him. And it's at a pivotal time in his career as to whether or not people are going to view him as the guy. And so you can visibly see why he'd be frustrated and upset with how things have transpired so far.
How do you view this team? How do you guys, if you could say they're good, they're okay, they're average, they're below average, how would you look at where New England is right now?
So Brady mentioned something yesterday, and I thought it played out in front of everybody's eyes last night, where you can clearly see they're the least talented team in the division.
Yeah, like, there you go.
It's like Miami's explosive, Buffalo's explosive. Josh Allen. I mean, even the touchdown that got called back to Stephon Diggs, where he rolled out to his right and threw that ball in the end zone. Like plays that are getting called back, you go and say, "Well, New England can't do that at all." Like they're the least. The Jets, we've talked about on defense, if they can figure out the quarterback, they feel like they're on the rise. New England feels like it's just sort of kind of a 7-8 to maybe 9-win football team and not really a threat at all in that division.
So how much do you guys put on Belichick? How much do you guys put on Belichick for this year without Tom Brady?
I'll follow up the question by saying it's not even – by the way, it's year three. Remember, they had kind of had that weird year with Cam and all that. But
okay, yeah. That is true. Yeah.
If you look at this team this year and they don't have Bill Belichick as their head coach, then how are you viewing them? Because I looked at last night's game and I said, like when that line first came out, like 5.5 points, I'm thinking, oh, take the points. Belichick, Foxborough at home, like you don't bet against Belichick. Like he'll figure out a way. And then you're like, oh, yeah, it's a different Belichick team. You know, there's no Tom Brady there. There's no difference makers like they used to have. You know, I think you look at this team, you say they're a middle of the road, not a playoff team. At least that's how they looked last night, and that's how they've looked for the majority of this year so far.
Yeah, it's a shame, man. Yeah, it's a shame. Listen,
it's almost like the death of an era.
Oh, man. I mean, but here's the thing. They're sort of in no man's land because if they were just awful and you're thinking, well, at least they're picking, you know, top five in the draft. At least, you know, we can head in that direction. They're kind of competitive, but not really. They're just sort of mediocre. Like they're middle of the road, a non-playoff team. And to me, it would almost feel like there would be maybe some more hope if you were a team that was picking high atop the draft and there was maybe a better solution at quarterback. And I don't even think Mac Jones has been that bad. He's been banged up this year. He's had to deal with a lot. It just feels like he's in sort of a situation where outside of a Super Bowl, it's never going to be good enough. It's just never going to be good enough because everybody's going to keep doing the comp to Brady and keep doing the comp to that era. And if he doesn't go win them a Super Bowl, which seems like a real long shot at this point, people are going to look at it and say,
that's going to be every quarterback though. And that's going to be Bill Belichick. It's that weight of and standard is going to be on Bill Belichick more than anybody else, but it certainly will be on any quarterback that plays for New England, I would assume.
But it feels like because he's the next guy that's the issue because he was the guy
that's
that was brought
the worst
in
guy.
And also he was, you know, the highest drafted quarterback they've ever had. So that was somebody they identified in that draft and said, that's a fair point.
Yeah. Everyone's
always been in relationships, you know, where you have that one that, you know, you can't have a hard time getting over, can't get past. And you've got that next one that comes and it's not quite the same, you know?
Tell me about it.
Not quite.
Well, that sucks if you can't find a better relationship than the one that you had before.
Yeah.
God bless.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you eventually do, but I'm saying like there's always that one that's somewhere mixed in there, right?
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. You know.
I don't know. That's a guarantee.
Maybe a little heat check.
You won't ever have. You know how everybody, they got that ego moment where you break up, you look them in the eye and you say, they'll never love you the way that I did. No one will ever love you the way that I did.
Something along those lines.
If Tom Brady is saying that to Bill Belichick and the New England faithful, I don't know that he's wrong.
You know what I'd say, though, about in regards to the shoes he's got to fill? You kind of almost have to move on from Bill Belichick, too, in order for that not to feel like that's always going to be the case.
Okay. And that's why I'm so glad you said that, because at what point in time, how much longer does Belichick, I know we got to get to a break, but how much longer does Bill Belichick have before that becomes the thought process? Like, we got to start over. And maybe this start over is start over. Like, when does that happen?
I don't know. I would think if you set an over-under at 2.5 years, what do you guys think? 2.5 years over-under, is he still the head coach of the Patriots?
I'd say over. Oh!
I think he's got a couple years left.
That's it?
I think that's it.
Yeah. I mean, he is the oldest in the NFL right now. He's, what, 7 years old?
Yeah. He's
getting his son ready to take over.
Well,
by the way, looks amazing on the sideline. I could watch him. If they did a cutaway to him, at least, you know, every two series, I mean, I would be entertained. He has an entertaining look to him.
Yeah.
Well, look real intense.
And by the way, is this son the D coordinator? Is that the role there? Yeah. All right. So he's a defensive coordinator. All right. Yeah. So that's a fun division to be a D coordinator in right now. everybody else had. I mean, unless it's the Jets. They did beat the Jets twice in like 2 or 3 weeks. So, I mean, there is that. It's not all doom and gloom for the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, look, technically they're not out of it, but it seems like they are going to have a hard time. Like it. Yeah, it's a tough schedule too the rest of the way.
Hey, but you know what? They did also force Buffalo to punt last night. So, again,
that's good.
You guys can sit on the negative all you
Progress.
Want. I'm trying to be positive here on a Football Friday. And so congratulations to the Patriots who forced the Bills to punt a couple times. So that was always a big story going into the game.
Was it two times in three games?
Yeah.
Or three and three. No.
Listen, 3-3, 2-3, but it happened. You know, and do you know where it happened? It happened at Gillette Stadium. Speaking of Gillette, fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. How about you show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. It's two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox of the year. Coming up next, there was a potential landing spot for one player in the NFL that could have changed everything this season. We'll have that for you right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox of the year. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up in, we'll call it about 20 minutes from now. One of the all-time greats has made a play in the football world. Huh. We'll have the details on that in another edition of In Case You Missed It. That'll be here, and again, in about 20 minutes.
You mean another play?
Yeah.
Another play. Yeah.
Well, kind of a play.
Is it their final play?
No, I don't think it's their final play. It better not be. I'm talking one of the all-time greats.
Ooh.
On many levels.
Wow.
Yeah. How's that for a tease?
It's a great tease.
Tease. Yeah. Just,
you know, I'm out here in Vegas. I think a lot of the you know, workers would be very impressed by that tease.
Any, by the way, any, you know, you know, LONs walking around there outside the studio where you're at? Any ladies of the night? Come on. Any what are you looking at here? Yeah.
Well, given the fact that I got in close to 10, the 9 or 10
when they start.
Last night.
Brady was a man of the night.
That's where I go straight to bed. So
yeah. Well, listen, I mean, by the way, does the cigarette smoke bother you more in the casinos or when you're walking around as you get older?
I actually come to like get used to it at a casino. It's like, oh, smells like a casino in here. It's really just people ripping darts.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's great. And just firing away. And they've got like, you know, their drinks next to them. They've got a whole little system set up. They've got everything they need sitting at a slot machine. It's really beautiful.
And all you need is 21 pennies is it 21 pennies?
No, you just need, I mean, if you want to play penny slots, you could do one line each, and for about 20 cents a spin, you know, you're just getting drinks walked over to you. You know, tip them a couple of bucks. That's how it's done, man.
Yeah, they don't come often.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, you got to, you know, kind of wave a $5 bill in the air and see what happens, right? It's like locusts. Everybody looking around for, oh, there's the big spender. That guy over there playing penny slots. So if you want to see Brady Quinn in Vegas later on, he'll be at a penny slot machine waving $5 bills around so he can get a free drink. Huh? How about it, Brady? Hmm. Get after it. All right, it is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. By the way, fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. So there's like three or four great games this weekend in the NFL. Probably should have been flexed into the Sunday night game that is the Cowboys and the Colts, but nonetheless, you've got the Dolphins and the 49ers, you got the Chiefs and the Bengals. So on the Dolphins 49ers storyline, that's a 4:05 Eastern time kickoff on Fox this Sunday. You've got a lot of exes seeing each other. Obviously, Mike McDaniel, Raheem Mostert's been in the news a little bit comparing the offenses between San Francisco and Miami and all that. So there's a lot of familiarity between these two teams. Well, apparently, there was also another element of this that was brought up yesterday to Jimmy Garoppolo, the 49ers quarterback, because the Dolphins were potentially one of those teams that were interested in trading for him in the offseason. Here was Jimmy G.
They were in a conversation. Not much came from it, but they were definitely one of the teams in the conversation. Seemed like a good spot as an offense. That's, you know, tremendous skill players, everything they got going over there. Mike, you know, being a great coach, had been with him in the past year, and it was discussed, but yeah, I'm glad the way things worked out.
By the way, it worked out for everybody on both sides, correct?
Right, right.
Not even Tua is an MVP candidate.
I do wonder how this could potentially, I guess, impact the psyche of Tua, only because I mean, there was a clip that went viral the past week or so, and it was Tua talking about, and it happened during one of the most recent games. He was talking about how at times over the past 2 years, he looked at himself in the mirror and asked, like, do I suck? Like, can I play at this level? Can I play this game at this level? And when Mike McDaniel got there, he showed him a clip of 700 plays to help build up his confidence and that he is a good player and he is capable of playing at this level. I do wonder if the organization was, you know, sniffing around, you know, before or even when Mike McDaniel just got there at Jimmy G, which would be understandable, right? Jimmy G knows the offense. He's been to a Super Bowl. He's kind of been more proven in his career, I think, than Tua at that point. So it would make sense for them to sniff around. I mean, I think ultimately, though, maybe Mike McDaniel got there and said, like, this, you know, Tua is the guy for me, or I can make this guy into an MVP caliber player. Whatever the case is, I would think it's human nature to hear something like that and maybe wonder and question now that relationship that he might have with Mike McDaniel.
I wouldn't question it. I think when anytime you get a new coach, you got to play the game that the new coach is going to play. And if he doesn't know Tua yet, if they don't have a previously prior built relationship, you're certainly going to think about having a guy that you feel comfortable with. And if that was going to be Garoppolo, because they didn't want him in San Francisco, then you'd have to assume that that's something that would be entertained by the Dolphins. So listen, he's playing at a high level. Tariq Hill supported him from the time he got there, saying that he throws dimes and that, you know, this is a guy that can do it. I mean, good for him that it's working out that way. That's what I would say. But I wouldn't take anything personal in terms of coming in, because there were a lot of questions surrounding Tua and if he would be able to be a quarterback in this league. Maybe some was warranted, maybe some wasn't. But there was a lot of things being said, and the Dolphins weren't playing as well as they are right now.
I mean, outside.
Right. I feel like if someone came in and said to Jonas, like, hey, you know, you're my guy, I got you, like, we want to build around, then you come to find out, like, oh, by the way, we were poking around with Jimmy Garoppolo. But don't worry about that.
Hey. A story of my dating life, man. But you know what? You take what you can get.
Right? It's skydiving, man.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the skydiving.
Hey,
it was all good when you went up. It just wasn't good by the time you got down.
It wasn't. You know?
Dang.
It's like, hey, you know, we're on the ground. Why is he still attached to your back?
I don't understand. Just too much adrenaline.
What's going on here? Like, what are we doing here? We're like riding ponies. Like, come on, like, get off. All right, we're okay. Everybody, just move away, step aside, and let's get back to our relationship that we had before we went up into the sky. But point being, outside of injury, there would have been no chance Jimmy Garoppolo gets on the field in Miami. And if you look at Tua, and you look at just how this season has gone, like he really has gone from major question marks to legitimate MVP candidate. And then you look at Garoppolo. Yeah, go ahead.
No, do you think they're going to bring in Jimmy Garoppolo and put him on the bench?
I don't, do you think Garoppolo would have been
if they were
going to
bring him in, they were going to bring him into play. I believe that interview when he was talking about it was before the shoulder injury and surgery and all that too.
Yeah, I think he would have been brought in to compete, but I think they would have preferred to a winner.
There ain't no compete, bro. You bring him in with a previous head coach and all that, he's playing. He knows the system. Like, you're setting Tua up to fail then in that case.
Really?
First. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Jeez.
You're bringing the guy in that you know that you were just with that knows your system. Tua doesn't know the system.
That wins.
wins every time. So if they would have brought him in, I think they would have moved on from Tua and gave everyone a fresh start. Keeping both.
It is interesting, though, that both of these guys are – they're kind of the same guy, because they're two of the most disrespected quarterbacks in the league, where everyone says, well, it's a product of the system, it's the talent around him. Like, there's still some people that question Tua based on the – well, look at all the talent he's got around him. What, is that his fault? Like, what is he supposed to say? Trade everybody? Let me do it on my own?
They both have had injury histories. They both have, like, lightning-quick releases. But people question their deep ball accuracy. It is kind of similar in regards to that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's we'll see how it plays out. Who do you like betting-wise? Who do you guys like here? You got, like, a little four-point spread there, you know, in the favor of the 49ers at home. What do you think? You think Miami goes on the road and gets it done, you know, like 3.5 in some books?
I don't think so. I think the offensive line matching up versus the 49ers front is going to be an issue. Armstead's going to be out. That offensive line doesn't play quite the same, and I don't think they'll be able to stop the run for San Francisco either, so I'd lay the 4 points there.
It's going to be fun. That'll be a fun one to watch. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. So we're going to have another edition of In Case You Missed It coming up here shortly. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, ladies and gentlemen, make some noise. It is a Brian Fenley Football Friday here.
Ooh.
Fenley, what's happening?
Excited for the Pac-12 championship and Brady and LeVar and Jonas, although the UCLA Bruins are not in, but we're still going to root on the conference and hope Utah wins. And I know I'm not supposed to editorialize.
I sat next to a guy on the plane last night that was like, he was an ASU fan.
Yeah.
And the same thing. I feel like everyone wants USC to lose unless they're a USC fan.
Oh, for sure. Just taking pleasure.
Go Utah.
Yes. Look at that. Roberto and I agree on something. Josh Allen throws two touchdowns as the Bills stick it to the Patriots 24-10. We had one NBA game last night. It was the Pistons. They complete that late game comeback as they prevail past the Mavericks 131-125. They did that in overtime, and Killian Hayes scored 8 of his 22 points in overtime. We did have some college basketball games, believe it or not, on December 1st as of yesterday. Number 21, UCLA, they get it done against Stanford 80-66. Jaime Jaquez Jr. had 27 points and 3 steals. Speaking of Utah, but on the hardwood, they serve an L to number 4 Arizona, giving Tommy Lloyd's team, the Wildcats, their first loss of the season, 81-66, the final score. Their number 8 UConn wins by 10 points against Oklahoma State, 74-64. for Jordan Hawkins, had 26 points for the Huskies. And then the big one, the marquee matchup, two teams inside the top 10, number two Texas. They got 19 points from Marcus Carr, including two late free throw makes to send the Longhorns past number seven Creighton, 72-67. We have today on our Fox family of networks the final day of group stage play in the World Cup, and it gets started at 10 a.m. Eastern time with a series of games. Korea Republic against Portugal, that will be on Fox Television on the main channel. Then on FS1 at that same time, 10 a.m. Eastern, it's going to be Ghana up against Uruguay. Before we get it back to the guys, a reminder that our Discover Card Key matchup brought to you by Discover features the Heat at the Celtics, 7:30 Eastern time. And, you know, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Back to three guys, LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, Brady Quinn. You want to be alone on an island. Back to you guys.
Yeah, it is two pros and a cup of Joe here. Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox.
Is there a punchline there, Finley? You want to be alone on an island?
Like, if you need to survive, you guys know how to survive within the elements. So it's like three people you want to be around with your backpacking, you're out in nature, you're out in the wilderness.
Finley, how are you doing? Wait, you doing okay?
Come on, of course.
Recreational drug use going on.
A little intervention, you know, could be useful, I guess.
Finley's fired up about it,
the
man.
The dominating team of the last 10 years is Brian Finley and his cellmate Jared from Subway.
Are you playing any tennis lately, Finley?
Well, you know, it's the off season. It's a short off season for pro tennis. I'd love to get out there and play some tennis. I've been doing a little pickleball, but Brady and LeVar and Jonas, let's play some doubles. Let's get out there.
In pickleball? Is that how it's played? Do they have singles pickleball?
They do, but it's more doubles. It's more fun. Yeah, but in tennis, we could play some doubles as well. So next time you get out here on the West Coast, we'll have to make it happen.
You know, Finley, the kind of pickleball you're talking about, we're not interested in. But let me ask you this. As a tennis guy, which sort of tennis do you respect more, pickleball or badminton?
Well, Jonas, I know that you're a bit of a contrarian, so you're going to go with badminton.
100%.
And the reason that you like badminton is that you can be barefoot. You usually do it on the grass. And I know you're a guy who loves just any moment to embrace being barefoot.
Never barefoot. Never. Mm. No, I wear cleats. Wear cleats.
Is slam ball in the family of tennis and pickleball?
No, you don't have a racket.
Use your hands. How would that be?
You don't have a racket.
Well, Jonas.
Because it's reverse. It's in reverse. You're using the slam thingy as the racket.
Well, Jonas, well,
that makes sense.
Yeah, and Jonas, you're wearing cleats and also a cup.
Universal racket.
It's a universal racket.
What's wrong with wearing a cup if I want to play badminton?
No, I'm saying you're at the FSR studios and you're wearing a cup.
No.
When's the last time you guys have worn a cup?
Oh, jeez.
I know. I'm trying to think about that.
Little League. It's Pee Wee League.
Well,
Little League.
You had to pull your strap out. You remember, like at weigh-in, you had to like pull your straps out.
to show everybody you're wearing.
You had to show them.
They used to make me like knock on it. Like the umpire, I was catcher in Little League, and he used to say, "Give it a knock."
I played catcher in high school. And I remember, like, you definitely wore one still in high school because dudes are throwing 90 miles an hour.
By the way, isn't the catcher's cup different? It's a different cup, isn't it?
Hey, Finley, was it the same umpire making you hit
pretty
on your
cup? Sure, they're all the same.
Okay. Well, you can use it as part a CPAP mask if you want to turn it around. That's how you do it.
Y'all smell the same, Finley?
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah.
Jonas, when's the last time you wore a cup?
Oh, geez. Well, not for a long time. Not for a long time. Yeah, I've got a kid now, and, you know, I'm good. I just wanted to, you know, I'm just...
That's why you have a kid now?
Well, yeah.
Because you don't wear a cup?
You know, I was very careful for a long time, and now I've got one. So I'm like, okay, you know, it worked, but I haven't felt the need to wear one. You know, now I just go out there, and I just, you know, I need more clearance. You know, I need to be able to get out, move around a little bit more, feel a little bit more fluid. So a cup would be too restrictive. You know, I'll wear thigh pads. I don't want to bruise up my thighs, but no need to wear a cup. It's not necessary.
I could see Jonas wearing a cup to come do live radio.
But I mean, again, I feel like maybe we're judging a bit here because you think I'm being way too overprotective. Like, I do have a mic condom.
Well, whenever we're all in studio together, you always get ball tapped for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I mean, certain people have fetishes and certain people don't. Yeah, I don't know. It's the old cup check.
Clearly, the empire that Finley had hitting his cup every time I had a fetish.
And by the way, I love how we just went through everything in Finley's top drawer. Like, that was fun on the air. That was a fun little exercise here. But
you forgot the Bill's weapon of mass destruction.
Well, you know, listen, you know, one man's toy is another man's chair. So we'll just leave that alone. It is two pros and a cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn. Joe to stocks with you. By the way, check that tweet that Lee sent over. All right, so coming up next, we do have one of the all-time greats. It's improved the product. They have actually improved the product and gotten even better, believe it or not, and it involves the world of football. It's yours here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up 10 minutes from now, top of next hour here from the TireRack.com studios. Somebody spoke And it didn't go all that well. So we will get to that. It's an NFL story here, one of the big storylines heading into the weekend, and it's yours again 10 minutes from now. Before we get to another edition of In Case You Missed It, want to let you know that we are brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how at Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you In Case You Missed It.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Lee Delap.
Nope.
Oh.
Not today.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Not today. Not today.
It wouldn't sound the same.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It would not sound the same.
Left me hanging. All right, fellas. Well, in case you missed it.
Feel Tap Friday.
Yeah. Feel Tap yeah. Friday.
It sounds
wasn't
like it.
Wasn't supposed to be.
Oh, man.
Well, guys, in case you missed it.
There's about 11 people that get that joke.
In case you missed it, it was not supposed to be a Field Tap Friday.
What's going on, Lee?
All right, well, in case you missed it, Cheez-Its has made the ultimate NIL move before bowl season, announcing that four players competing in this year's Cheez-It Bowl and Cheez-It Citrus Bowl will get the chance to stay in their feeling the cheesiest hotel rooms, decked out with Cheez-It sofas, blankets, pillows, and even a Cheez-Its bed. And even some fans will have a chance to stay in the a replica room of the Cheez-It Bowl.
All right, where do Cheez-Its rank on your cracker list? All right.
You know why they rank high on my list? Because my kids eat them and it makes them happy and they're not screaming and crying sometimes.
I love Cheez-Its. Best.
I like Cheez-Its.
I don't like them, but my kids say that.
My daughter likes them, but I suck.
Yeah, see, Berto, you know.
You don't like Cheez-Its?
They're nasty.
Really?
Yeah.
What cracker do you like? And be careful with that.
No.
I like you, John. Hey, you're not going to hit the button?
By the way, Rob Parker said I was like second or third on his favorite cracker list on the air one time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Are Wheat Thins considered cracker?
Oh, my God.
Are Wheat Thins considered cracker?
Yeah, I think so.
I was going to say, Wheat Thins are number one. Jonas is number two.
Yeah.
After that, it's...
Then it's Ritz. You know, Ritz is in the conversation.
Oh, yeah. Ritz is
cinnamon,
good.
Cinnamon crackers, right?
Well, graham crackers, you mean?
Graham crackers.
Yeah, I didn't think about
that's
graham crackers.
Be number
graham
one.
Crackers. Graham crackers got to be number one.
Do you like the regular graham or the ones with the cinnamon on top?
I like the ones with the cinnamon.
Okay. Yeah, I want there's what is it? Is it chicken biscuit? Or those are crackers too, right? I think they're called chicken biscuit, if I'm not mistaken.
What are oyster crackers, Rack?
Crackers are up there.
The oyster crackers are fantastic.
Because that's amazing. It's super chilly.
Man. We got
it. What is the shape of those things that make them so good?
I don't know. But like, you know, this is a true story. She'd probably get pissed I told this on the air, but screw it. She didn't listen. I told my wife, I was like, hey, I'm going to get some oyster crackers because we were having soup. And my dad loved saltines, oyster crackers. Oh, my dad could eat a sleeve of saltines with American cheese in between them. And that he could eat that the rest of his life. Favorite food
cheese
in the
whiz.
World.
Some cheese
oh, my
whiz.
God. Loved all that stuff. And so I told my wife, I was like, I'm going to get some oyster crackers. She goes, gross. I was like, what's the problem? She goes, I don't like oysters. I said, what? She goes, I don't like oysters. It's like it's shaped, not tastes like an oyster. It's just the shape of one. And she had no idea. She thought it was an actual, there was oyster ingredients in it. So there's that little oyster cracker here. But,
that's okay.
Well, that's like if you got a clamchata or something like that. I mean, they're telling you that there's clam juice in there. So, you know, I get where she came from.
Yeah, very.
Yeah. Well, worried about the juice.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.